Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Not sure what time of day it is for you, but you are back with H10, Hanshin Tigers English News. I'm your host, T-Ray, and with me, as always, is...
The Wizzo. I'm here.
Wizzo, how you doing, buddy?
Come on, man. You seen those games recently? You know how I'm feeling right now. I am disgusted just like everybody else is.
I've watched them all right to the bitter end. I definitely did, so I'm with you on that for sure. Well, other than watching the Tigers, how was your week? Was anything new and exciting or different with you?
I had a good week. Got to go to Osaka, obviously. Hung out with you at one of the games. You know, got to tour around Osaka a little bit on the train system. A little different than what I'm used to doing. Had to call you, got lost a couple times, and overall had a great time. Hung out with my in-laws afterwards, and it was a lot of fun.
What was your overall impression of Osaka?
Osaka's great. It's very clean, pretty much brand new at the train stations. You know, a lot of construction and everything's done now. I was there during the construction. So it's beautiful. Love going to Osaka. Great place.
Yeah, definitely. You know, one of the things I liked about when we hung out and stuff was after the game, how we ran into those two kind of older guys and we talked to them afterwards. Remember that?
Yeah, they just came out of nowhere. And I was like, oh my goodness, who are these drunk guys?
Yeah, they were pretty funny. Well, I mean, they spoke mostly Japanese, so I was doing most of the talking, but yeah, it was pretty fun. But, you already know about this, but let me tell the rest of the folks out there what else I did at the game. I actually got a number put on my jersey, finally, my fan club jersey. I got a number and name put on it.
Ah, yeah, and I think I know which number you got put on there, too. It was,
Tell me.
22.
Ha! 22. Nope, sorry. Didn't go for 22. Okay. No. And I didn't actually go for my boy Matt Merton either, number 9, believe it or not.
Okay. I'm having a memory problem here, so I can't remember exactly who you got put on the shirt.
Well, we'll leave the folks in suspense for a little bit, because let's move on with the show here. Let's just run down what is on the menu tonight, and I'll explain about my jersey after that. We are going to talk about the two series that happened this week at Koshien. The Tigers hosted the Giants for 2, because one rain out, and then they hosted the Carp for 3, and we're going to kind of run through the good, the bad, and the mostly ugly. Then we'll go straight into what a disaster, because I think given the week that we had, that's going to be an easy tie-in. We'll choose our players of the week, and then we're going to discuss what the Tigers need to do in their 12 games in 12 days that's coming up in a little bit here. What should they do with their pitching rotation during that time? And we'll wrap up the show as usual with our predictions for the upcoming week. So stick around, folks. We will be right back when the music's over. All right, Wizzo, let's talk jerseys just a little bit before we get into the recaps. So, folks, I got number 49 on my jersey. Wizzo, tell them who that is.
49 is good old Imanari.
That's right. And so let me just talk a little bit about my theory of why I put Imanari on there instead of my favorite player, Merton. It's nothing against Merton. It's not because he had a terrible week, but he did. But I really kind of feel like I wanted to put somebody on the jersey who's going to be sticking around with the team for a long time, somebody who's fairly young, and somebody who I kind of like personality-wise, as well as other aspects, as well as baseball goes. Some of you all might know. I mean, I really like and respect Matt Merton, and I met him once, and he's a great guy, and every story I've heard about him is great, so it's nothing against him, and I'm not trying to say he's not sticking around for a long time. Rather, with the imports, their contracts tend to be 1 year at a time, and you just never know what's going to happen next. And there's been lots of talk this year, is Merton coming back or not? So I decided, well, let's go with somebody who's under 30, somebody who's Japanese, which means he's probably going to stick around on the team for a while, and somebody who brings something to the team that other people maybe don't. And I think that Imanari brings two things that other people don't, and I like both of them a lot. One, he brings an amazing glove to the field, and the only one at any position that matches him in 2015 and hopefully beyond is Yamato. Sorry, Toritani fans, I don't think he's got the glove that he used to. He's still good, though. And then the other thing is I really like his personality. I think he's a great presence on the bench. I think he's a great presence on the field. He likes to have a good time. You can see that whenever Gomez hits home runs. Wait a minute. Gomez home runs? Anyway, sorry. Cheap shot. So Imanari, though, just seems like a really great guy. And so I thought, you know, this is a fun guy. And yeah, why not put him on my jersey? So that's what I did.
Well, sounds good. And what did he do the night that you actually wore his jersey? Did he do anything spectacular that that you could think of?
No, he didn't. I think the Tigers themselves didn't do anything spectacular that night. And we'll get into that in just a second here. So let's talk about the games that went down this week. As I said just a little while ago, the first game of the week, once again, third Tuesday in a row, the game was rained out. There's a typhoon passing through here, so there was no game Tuesday. And then Wednesday, the Tigers hosted their rivals, the Yomiuri Giants. On the mound for us was Shintaro Fujinami, pretty good choice. On the mound for them was Miles Michaelis, also a pretty good choice for them. And as usual, he was outstanding for the first several innings, really doing a good job of shutting us down. And Fujinami actually did a decent job as well. But we got the first run of that game. And then after that, Fujinami was coasting until the fourth inning when all of a sudden there was a weak grounder hit to him. He fielded it cleanly and it looked like he's getting out of the inning. But do you remember what happened?
Yeah, we all remember. I don't know how tall he thought Gomez was, but he's definitely not no 6'10".
No, he threw that thing as if Gomez was Shaquille O'Neal. It was ridiculous. And so it went over Gomez's head, and they ended up scoring a run that inning, tied the game up. Later on, Fujinami allowed a two-run home run to Abe in the seventh inning, the top of the seventh. So it was 3-1, and it was looking like, oh, no, this thing's over. But we got two runs back in the seventh, but unfortunately, those three outs in the seventh inning came on a bunt and a sacrifice fly to get one of the runs. And then the third out came on a Tsuruoka two-out bunt. Do you remember that?
You know what? I don't want to spoil my... Well, no, it's not really a water disaster. I couldn't believe he even... I don't know what that's called. I honest, when I saw that, I'm like, Tsuruoka... I wanted to just jump through the TV and grab a hold of that guy. I don't want to say dramatic killer, but what a way to just spoil it with that kind of check swing bunt attempt of some sort.
I've seen him kind of fake the bunt several times on first pitch for no apparent reason, except maybe to scare the infielders or make the pitcher kind of flinch, or I'm not really sure, but this time he actually followed through with it, and yeah, it was stupid. It was the third out of the inning, and that was it. I mean, there was no hopes of getting any more runs that inning, so that was unfortunate. Anyways, the game continued on, tied at 3. Our closer came in for 2 innings, and I think it was the 9th and 10th, and he did a great job. Got out of 2 jams, but held them down to 0. And then Ando came in the 11th and struck out 2 out of his 3 batters that he faced, and then the heroic moment where Matt Merton hit the RBI double to end the game. It was a walk-off, 4-3, come from behind win. What a great way to start the week. And it looked like things were looking up for the Tigers. Like, hey, if they can take 2 from the Giants here, this is really going to push them to the top. But then Thursday happened. And I was at Thursday's game. And in the second inning, we had Messenger on the mound, by the way. It just seemed like they were hitting everything up the middle off of him. But then one hit by their import, Leslie Anderson, was kind of a blooper to left. And it looked like if with a bit of hustle, it could have been caught. But Merton tried to kind of do a fake catch, like, hey, I've got it, to try and slow down the runners. And he's going to let it drop in front of him and then pick it up and gun a guy down. But it bounced in front of him and then it bounced behind him. And then he ran, scampered, picked it up, and he wasn't able to gun anyone down. So they got 2 runs in the second inning. And then they scored 2 more in the 6th inning. So it was 4-0. Another Abe 2-run home run, by the way. So that really hurt. despite it being 4-0, we ended up making a bit of a comeback in that one. You want to take over for a bit? Do you remember anything from that game?
No, I wasn't able to watch that game in particular. I do remember, like, not the whole thing. I wasn't able to watch the whole thing. But the one thing I will mention is here we go once again with no run support for Messenger, right? I mean, I'm like a broken record when it comes to Messenger. You know, lack of
runs. Messenger went 6 innings, and they scored 0 runs in his 6 innings, and then they ended up getting 3 runs after that. Two of them came from a pinch hit by Umeno. It was awesome. Fukudome came in, and then Gomez came barreling around third base and knocked their catcher out, or knocked him down, because there was a throw at the plate, and the catcher was blocking the plate. So all of a sudden, it's 4-2, I think, at that point. And then we got another run in the 8th inning, and then we had a big chance in the 9th inning. But unfortunately, we were not able to convert. Oh, no, they got one more run after that. So it was 5-3, and then we got one more to make it 5-4, and we had a chance to tie the game, and we didn't quite make it. So it was a 5-4 ending. Tigers lose. A real bummer. It was a real entertaining game, but it was a real bummer. So we split the series, or the mini-series, with the Giants, and then we came in against the Carp, and we knew that we were going to be facing Kuroda and Maeda Friday and Sunday, respectively. And if you read my website recently, you know that the Tigers have been struggling mightily against aces, and that showed again this weekend. We got 2 hits and a walk on Friday. What a great treat, hey Wizzo? You come all the way to Osaka to see 2 hits and a walk?
You know, I'm so sick of these guys making Kuroda look so good. The dude is old. I'm sorry. He's old. And we make him look great. I mean, I'm kind of looking. 1 hit from Toritani, 1 hit from Fukudome. And that's it. I mean, this guy's like 40 years old. And unbelievable that he's probably looking at the schedule going, when do I play Hiroshima? When do I play Henshin again so I can get another win? Ah, you know, and I witnessed the whole thing, and it's like, this is disgusting the way they played, man. This dude is not that great, you know, but we make him look better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for so sure, I'm for mad. Sure. Well, in that game also, if you remember, Iwata started it by committing 2 errors in the first 3 innings, I believe it was. He walked 5 guys, and he also at one point walked the number 8 batter in order to face Kuroda at the plate. And then he walked Kuroda to load the bases.
Yep.
That was ridiculous.
First pitch was a bunt, and he fielded it. And I don't know how you don't throw to Gomez. Yeah. Like his pitches. He throws pitches in the dirt. He threw one right in the dirt to Gomez. And, of course, Gomez had to struggle to get it and keep his foot on the bag at the same time. And it's just like,
hey, dude, Gomez is a pretty big target. I can't believe that Fujinami and Iwata both missed him that badly.
Yeah, I mean, the catcher for the Giants, he knows how big Gomez is after getting hit by him. So
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a big target. You're right.
So let's not talk about that one anymore because it was a pretty big disaster. But let's go on then to the Saturday game, which was, I want to say exciting, but it was more nerve-wracking than it was exciting. That was a 2-2 draw that went all 12 innings. And it was an interesting game because once again, the Tigers fell behind, tied it up, fell behind and tied it up. So they kind of show that fighting spirit that we've talked about all along. But unfortunately, it seems like they keep playing for these one-run innings.
Yeah, right? One run. Yeah, that's, you're right. You know, and you said it before is, hey, you know, let's get that one run, you know, and after that, nothing. You know, we saw, you know, you mentioned before aggressive base running. Well, we saw Saka get a hit, and then the center fielder for the Carp, you know, dropped it. So he decides to go off for second base, and it's like, dude, you're out halfway to the second, you know, to the second base.
It was the shallowest hit to center field I've ever seen. I mean, like, Maru, the center fielder for the Carp, could have underhand tossed it to second and gotten him out. It was crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's always good to get one run, you know, to kind of get that lead. But after that, it kind of seems like we don't want the next run.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about a couple of things that I thought were a little bit funny about the way this game played out. First of all, I forget who was pulled for a pinch runner, but we brought Nakatani, who was just recalled from the farm. We brought him in as a pinch runner. Not exactly a guy known for his quickness. And interestingly, Nakatani got called up later, I think it was Saturday, because of an Uemoto injury. By the way, folks, Uemoto got hurt on his last at-bat of the Friday night game. He pulled his left hamstring, and he'll be out for at least 10 days. So they called up Nakatani in emergency. He started playing on Saturday in this game. He got brought in as a pinch runner. But Tagami got called up earlier in the week to replace Kano, who broke his pinky on his right hand when he got beamed by a pitch by the Giants closer, Sawamura. So Tagami is known for his speed. Nakatani is better known for his bat. But Nakatani got brought in as a pinch runner, and Tagami got brought in as a pinch hitter. Don't quite understand that. And that's not my Wada disaster, by the way, but I just don't understand why Wada would do that. The other thing I thought was kind of interesting was that at the end of the game, we ran out of pinch hitters and runners in the 12th inning, and so when Gomez got a hit in the bottom of the 12th, they brought in Shimamoto, who is a pitcher, to pinch run. And that's just really interesting because you don't see pitchers being pinch runners every day. So that's pretty funny. I mean, he's just the tiniest guy, and he is pretty fast. And he actually made a nice slide into second, even though he was out on a force out. It wasn't his fault. Just an interesting thing that happened in the game, though. So that one, as you guys know, in Japanese baseball, if after 12 innings, if there's no victor, then it ends in a tie. And there should have been a victor in this game, actually, because in the 12th inning, Hiroshima hit a home run, but it didn't look like a home run initially. So because the ball hit kind of the fencing over the fence and bounced back into play. So it almost looked like it went off of the back wall. And so it looked like a triple. And they went to video review and they couldn't find evidence that it was a home run. So it remained a triple. But I was looking at still shots online afterwards, and if you check my website, you can see one of those still shots. It's a home run. So if they'd called it a home run, this would have been a three-game sweep because that tie would have been a loss.
Well, that's it's a blessing in disguise. Let's just leave it at – I think we could just leave it at that. Lucky to have that one.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So let's go in right into tonight's game. It's Sunday night here, by the way. And we faced Kenta Maeda, who shut us out last time, and he did it again. We got 3 hits and 2 walks today. That's it. Never got a guy past second base. Let's see. Hey, my guy Imanati got one of our hits and both of our walks, so he made it on base 3 times out of the 5. Pretty good. But, you know, let's not celebrate that when we got shut out 3-0 and it was just a terrible game. Let's just talk quickly about how the Carp got their runs. Not that it's important, but Mr. Eldred, who just seems to be frothing at the mouth every time he faces us, hit another monster home run. That was their first run. The second one came on a blown play by... it was actually a blown play by the reliever, Takamiya. What happened was that... Eldred was actually on first, and he was going towards second, and Tsurooka knew that that was going to happen. So what Tsurooka had made the signal to Takamiya, like, hey, I'm going to fake like I'm going to throw him out at second, but actually I want you to catch that, cut it off, and then we'll nail stupid Kikuchi, who's going to try and steal home. Well, Takamiya missed the call, or blanked out. He ducked Tsurooka's throw, so it went to Toritani, and by then, you know, Kikuchi's a pretty fast guy. He ended up making it home, so it was 2-0. And the third run was a ninth inning run against O, the closer. But it really didn't matter because if you're scoring 0 runs, it doesn't matter how much you lose by, right?
Nope, not really. Pretty crazy, though.
Yeah, definitely. So that's about all we got to say about the game. So overall, the Tigers' record for the week was 1-3-1. Pretty ugly. I think I said 3-3, so I was off by 2 wins.
Yeah, I said, you know, Mr. Positive over here. I said, oh yeah, we're gonna go 4-2. Not again. I'm not saying 4-2 with this team again.
All right. Well, I don't think they have any more 6-game weeks anymore. Anyways, and we'll talk about that in a second. But let's go into
what a disaster.
What a disaster.
What a disaster. So, what have you got for your what a disaster there, Wizzo?
I've said this before, and I think you. I think you give me some negative marks for it afterwards, but this whole series against, actually no, something just popped into my head right now. My WADA disaster is WADA continuing to start Merton and Gomez as bad as they're struggling. It's a disaster. I understand that maybe we're thin in left field, maybe we're thin at first base, but I tell you what, if Ito is a sign of next year, let's say next year, you know, let's say, you know, hypothetically speaking, you know, let's say Gomez isn't here, Merton's not here. Let's just say, for example, I have no clue, you know.
It's a distinct possibility, though. You never know. Okay.
Yeah, you never know. The young kids that are going to be there, the Fujinami, Ito, Imanati, let's just say the younger guys. You know, Ito had a hit, and it was when you and I were watching the game on Friday. He had a hit. It's going to be out and out. This kid just ran his heart out to first base, and I think he almost beat the throw. He was like half a step off.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you have people like that just, you know, getting into the game to want to make hits and want to make plays, it's great because, you know, eventually they're going to be the ones leading the pack here, you know, soon enough. And you see Gomez, Merton. It's like, dude, really? I don't know. I'm going to go with some of the bad things that somebody says on the webpage and just say these two don't have it right now, and they need to be benched. They need to
say
sit
it,
down.
Say it. No effort.
No effort. No heart. I think on the page I called them heartless, and there is nothing there right now. And when you have nothing there, you need to bench them. Sit them down and say, listen, guys, I understand that you were on top for a while, but now you're struggling. Sit down. Let's get Shinsuke in there, whoever that we can throw in there to fill the gap for a little bit. Make them feel like, hey, look, just because you're so-and-so, you know, just because you're Toritani or because you're Merton or because you're Gomez or whoever, you know, doesn't mean you're going to come in every day and start every day. You know, sorry, sit down, wait this out. And if you improve, or you show improvement, then I'll put you back in. So my WADA disaster is continuing to play those guys despite them being terrible at the plate and not really producing the runs, except for the one Matt Merton shot to the gap, you know, against the Giants.
Okay, well, I'll accept your WADA disaster with one caveat, and that is never, ever, ever start Shunsuke, because I really just think that guy is not very good at anything. He's not a great fielder. He's not a good hitter. He's good at bunting. That's about it. So I would say, you know, we've got enough bunters in our lineup. And that's going to lead right to my point about my what a disaster, which is bunting. Anyone surprised? Don't think so. Let me break down the situation, though, that I'm talking about. Thursday against the Giants, 9th inning, we're down 5-4, and we get a leadoff double. I believe it was from Uemoto. He smoked one that just barely did not clear the wall. He ended up with a double. And guess what WADA called for with no outs and a runner on second?
He had Imanati bunt him over to third.
Well, why not give your team 3 cracks at getting this guy home? And why not go for the win instead of playing for the stinking tie, WADA? Like, if you bunt him over to third, that's one out. And then if you get a hit, okay, if you get a hit on the first guy, you've got one out, tie game, and a runner on first. But otherwise, you know, you're really leaving yourself shorthanded. And why are you giving all of these pitchers free outs all the time? You know, even today, we're bunting against Maeda. We bunted against Kuroda. We bunted against closer Sawamura there, right? These are the best pitchers in the league. They don't need your help getting outs. Why are you giving them outs, WADA? Why are you advancing a runner to third base when first is open and there's no chance at a double play? Come on, Wada. What a disaster. That's my call.
He likes bunts, man. I mean, I don't understand what it is. You know, he's given the other team a free out. It's like, hey, guys, I got a runner on first. I'm going to make it easier on you and just bunt. And, oh, and by the way, when the bunt goes straight to the pitcher and he's able to throw the guy out at second and we get a double play, it's okay. We'll do it better next time.
Funny, because our former Tiger, Takahiro Arai, did exactly that in one of the games this weekend. He bunted straight to pitcher and ended up giving us a double play. So I guess he learned something from the Tigers, right?
Yep, sure. It's like, hey, got this.
All right. Okay, so that's the what a disaster. But let's try and be a little bit positive here. And let's go with player of the week. And I'll lead off on this one. I really wanted to make my player of the week Uemoto, because I felt like he gave it a lot of heart. He showed a lot of heart in the Giants series. And he had that monster hit in the ninth inning that unfortunately did not result in a run. But then he got hurt and he missed the last two games of the week. And so I cancel Uemoto and I'm going to go with the relievers, particularly Fukuhara and Oh. But also, you know what? I'll accept Ando and Takamiya in there as well. And even Futagami. Those guys pitched several games this week. And, you know, this problem we've had all year with our bullpen just seemed to mostly go away. I mean, Ando gave up a home run. And Oh gave up a run today. And Takamiya kind of blew the pickoff call. But other than that, they had a pretty good week. And, you know, you might laugh and say, other than that, well, that's three things. But none of those things resulted in the loss. They didn't cost the team any games this week at all. In fact, they kept the team in a lot of games. And were it not for them, we would have had zero wins and zero ties. So my hat's off to the relievers. How about you, Wizzo?
For me, you know, I can't disagree with your choices. You know, O came in, he pitched two straight innings and, you know, I always say, you know, shut him down O, and that's what he did. He shut him down
twice.
Yes. And so he had about five good innings of pitching that, you know, despite the run today, you know, didn't matter. But, you know, I can't say anything because at the game on Friday, I think it was Takamiya who came in and Futagami who came in and did really well. So yes, I agree with your relief pick.
Yeah, for the record, Futagami gave up a run on Friday in the seventh inning. But again, when the Tigers are scoring zero, it's not that important. And I mean, Iwata already kind of set the table for some pretty poor some pretty poor pitching. So, you know, Futagami bailed him out of one inning, and then the next inning he gave up a run. Anyways, continue on.
Yeah, so, you know, at the beginning of the week, it was Merton setting himself up. You know, he was the hero, he got the game-winning hit, you know, and it was like, oh man, Merton's still on fire. He's going to be my player of the week. Well, everything fizzled out. you know, I hate to say it, I read it on the page, and someone made a good point. It's like, how many times is Fukudome going to get on base and say, come on, guys, bring me... No, well, I'm stuck on second again, or I'm stuck on third, or I'm stuck on first. You know, I said it on Friday, Fukudome is the leader of this team. Leaders are going to stand up, and they're going to make things happen. So he was really the only bright spot. I mean, Toditani, not so bad, but Fukudome came up. I think he outshined everybody else. I'm not going to go with Gomez's, you know, oh, you know, a couple hits, couple RBIs in one game thing. That's going to go away, and he's not going to repeat that again for a while. So, oh, sorry, wait, that's negative. I got to stay away from that. So, honestly, I'll go with Fukudome. I'll give him the player of the week. It's just for the simple fact is he's on base, he's starting things, and he's getting stuck out there. He's getting stranded. And like you said today, what is our problem with runners in scoring position? Why can we not get these guys home? And I don't know. You know, nothing to take away from, you know, any of the other players. Imanati's doing great in the field. I mean, he is great with the glove. But, you know, I don't understand how baseball players can go up to the plate and just stand there and watch pitches. You know, not even take the bat off their shoulder. You know, it's just like they're just standing there. And that was a downside to Imanati, is like he stood there. I'm like, dude, twice you're standing there. Like Bam Bam from, you know, from the Flintstones, just standing there with the club in his hand and nothing. So I'm going Fukudome. I think this dude's going to step it up even more next week because nobody else is doing anything besides Toritani and, you know.
I would say Yamato's actually doing pretty well as well. Yeah, good choice, by the way, Fukudome. He's been pretty solid. Yamato stepped up again and took over for Uemoto at second base, and he's done an outstanding job. He made some great plays on the field. He made a couple of key bunts, I think. If he didn't, then something's wrong. And, you know, he's done a pretty good job as well. But, yeah, just for the record, folks, did you know that so far in September, the Tigers have one home run? That was on September 3rd by none other than Kosuke Fukudome. So good call. Yeah, I mean, there's just been no power this month, and there needs to be a step up in the production on this team, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen the standings? Really? I mean, I'm looking at the standings. SoftBank, I know they're in Pacific League. 82 wins on the year out of 123 games. We played 127 games. 65 wins.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's not compare ourselves to SoftBank or anything. I mean, that's completely unfair. And I mean, you know, this is just the Central League this year. No team is doing any better than the Tigers. And the proof is that right now, you know, we're a half game out of first place, and so are the Giants. So there's three teams within a half game. You know, one day is going to shift those standings. So I wouldn't, you know, I don't even look at SoftBank. I don't care what they're doing because they're playing different teams and they're playing on a different level. But, you know, hey, let them win 100 games. Give them all the confidence in the world and then see, you know, if they don't end up winning the championship, then, you know, too bad for them. But I don't really care about SoftBank, man. I don't want to talk about them today. Let's actually move on. Let's talk about our kind of key discussion of this week. And the key discussion this week actually is about the upcoming Tigers schedule. Because starting on this Friday, we will be playing 12 games in 12 days. It is the heaviest, you know, most intense time of year for the Tigers. We've got 15 games left, and 12 of them come in 12 days. So my question that I want to ask you, and I want our listeners to think about as well, is what do you do in those 12 games when it comes to the pitching rotation? Now, the standard Japanese team has six starters, and they do a six-man rotation. And if the Tigers were to do that, they would go through the rotation twice. But we have not used a number six pitcher in months, or weeks, I guess. So our regular five, I'll just run down them really quickly here, and I'll do them in the order that they may appear this coming week. Are Fujinami, Messenger, Iwata, Nomi, Iwazaki. Those are the regular five, and then, you know, there are various guys that have come in and taken that number six spot. But what do you do? Do you just go with five and then have Fujinami and Messenger and maybe Iwata go three times each? Pardon me, only two guys have to go three times, right? Do you do that, or do you go with six, or do you, you know, pitch Messenger on 4 days rest as he's been doing a fair amount this season? Like, what would you do with these 12 games, Wizzo?
It's a tough one. It's, man, I mean, the guys that we currently have, the one that I'm like, ooh boy, is, well, besides Iwazaki, is Nomi. So I think he named off, let's see, Nomi, Messenger, Iwazaki, Fujinami, and Iwata. So we have five.
Yep.
With five and having two shaky ones, man, we're going to have to go with six. We have to. And somebody's got to step up, man. I mean, Messenger, you know, he's going to go out there and do his thing. So lack of run support's going to kill that. Iwata's iffy. Nomi, who knows? Fujinami, you know, is going to come out there and just be on fire. That's what he wants to be. Iwazaki, boy, can be good, could be bad. We're going to need somebody else, man. I do like Yamamoto. I don't know what happened to him. I know he's down on the farm. I like that guy. But we're going to need somebody else up there, because if we're putting Fujinami in for 150 pitches or 140 pitches and we're putting Messenger in for 135 pitches, it's like, holy cow, And if we're losing these games, we're just wearing out the pitchers, man. We're just wearing them out, and we're going to have them on 4 days rest. It's kind of tough, you know? So I would say go with six, bring somebody up to kind of ease the pain here with Iwazaki. I mean, this dude, I don't know if we can rely on him 100% for the next, you know, for two of the next 12 games, let's say. I think we'd go with six.
Okay.
We have to.
Okay. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. I'm actually going to say, yeah, I go with six, but I'm going to say the sixth guy only gets one game. And I'm looking at the calendar right now, and this is what I would do if I were WADA or Nakanishi or whoever makes this decision. So the 12-12 starts this Friday, the 18th, in Yokohama, and I'm betting that Messenger is going to start that one because there's a good chance Fujinami is starting this Tuesday at home. So basically this week we've got a Tuesday game, and then we're off 2 days, and then we go from this coming Friday all the way until Tuesday the 29th without any days off. So I would go Messenger and then Iwata in Yokohama. I would go Nomi and Iwazaki at home against Yakult. That doesn't sound too good. Oh, dangerous. Anyways, then I would go, the next two games are in Tokyo Dome against the Giants. And despite the bad times they had last time, I'm going to throw Fujinami and Messenger at the Giants because, man, if they can't bounce back from last time, then they aren't aces. So I would still go with a five-man rotation up until there. And then we go into Nagoya and play at Nagoya Dome, just one game. I'd say that's where you throw in your number six guy. And honestly, I don't care who it is. You can bring in Akiyama. You could bring in Yokoyama. You could bring in Yamamoto. You could bring in Iwamoto. I don't care. Put someone in there and just hope that the bats can get us through against the Dragons. Then we come. Then we go into Hiroshima for three. So I would say then you go in with Iwata, Nomi, and Iwazaki. And then for the last three, we've got Giants at home. Or the last two, I should say, Giants at home. And then the Bay Stars at home, I'd say you go back again with Fujinami and Messenger for those ones. So that's my call, and I don't know if it would happen, but that's my recommendation. I don't know, man. I mean, it's going to be a tough stretch, and obviously, I mean, you don't even have to, we don't have to say this, but that's going to decide the season right there. You know, how effectively they can pull this off, particularly the 22nd through 27th, six straight days on the road in three different cities. They go two in Tokyo, one in Nagoya, and three in Hiroshima. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm looking at three games, and I'm like, if we don't, and it's against the Carp, because, you know, I can't stand the Carp living down in this area. I can't stand seeing these guys, all this red. You know, after this year, and they start losing next year, all these fans will go away. So that's just the way it works here. Those three games are going to be very important, because I think that, you know, I picked the Giants to finish number one. They're going to determine their own fate. You know, but we got to win on the Saturday, Sunday against the Swallows. We got to win those. That's the competition right there, you know, and we don't get a chance to play them again. So it's tough.
Actually, we got one more in October against them. October the 1st in their barn. But yeah, we still have to win those two against them at home. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm just saying those two games right there, very important. So having the best ones out there on the mound is going to be important, you know, keep them at bay. We've seen them do really good, and then we've seen them do terrible. So hopefully the terrible Swallows show up. But either way.
Yeah, and the other thing is we had an incredible record against the Swallows at home this season until August, when we played two series at Koshien against them, and we lost 4 out of 6. But until then, we were undefeated at home against the Swallows. So hopefully we can go back to beating up on the Swallows in our, you know, on our home field. Let's see it happen. That's key. Unfortunately, we're not going to have Fujinami or Messenger for either of those games. So it's really going to depend on how kind of the second tier of pitchers does. But yeah, looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it. Speaking of which, let's talk about the upcoming week and what our predictions are. As I said, we start the 12-12 this coming Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we are playing games. But before that, we've only got one game on tap. So Monday is off. Tuesday, we're playing at home against the Dragons. I'll be there. Wednesday and Thursday are off. Friday and Saturday in Yokohama, and I'll be at the Saturday game there. And then Sunday back home against the Swallows. So what do you think? Four games? What's the record going to be?
Four games.
Yep.
Yokohama and the Dragons. If we don't go 4-0, then I understand, you know, that was taken to Goya. Okay, sorry. We go 4-0, and if we don't go 4-0 again, I mean, if we don't go 4-0 during this the four-game stretch, There's no hope for us. None. Zero. It will be finished, because these are four games. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. These are four games that we can win. So I'm picking, for the last time possibly, 4-0.
Wow, Mr. Positive. I like that. I'm going to go 3-1, and I'm not sure which one I'm picking them to lose, but I'm going to say that they're going to win this Tuesday against the Dragons for sure, with Fujinami on the mound, and he is excellent at Koshien. He's money in the bank. I think we've got that one in the bag. We'll either win one of two in Yokohama and then beat the Swallows at home, or we'll win both at Yokohama and we'll lose the Swallows at home, one or the other. But I'm going to go with 3-1. That's my call on that. So we'll see how it is at the end of the week, which one of us is right, which one of us is wrong, or if we're both wrong, as we have been most of the season. Ladies and gentlemen out there, what do you think? How are the Tigers going to do this week? Send us your predictions for the week if you want. Put it up on the Facebook page. Put it up on my Twitter if you want, at the Hanshin Tiger. Or send an email, podcast@thehanshintigers.com. Any of those is fine. Let us know. And just one last thing before we wrap things up. It's just maybe a little bit controversial, but as I've been watching games this week, Wizzo, I've really started to think, you know, I look at some of the players on these other teams and I get a little bit of a covetous heart. And I say, man, I wish we had a player like that on our team. Because as you know, the Tigers aren't blessed with a lot of power, and we're not blessed with a lot of speed. And so when I see guys that have a combination of it, or when I see guys that have one of those in particular, or I see that, you know, we've got, hey, I see a great fielding first baseman. I wish we had one of those, or, you know, stuff like that. I get a little bit covetous. So the question that I have for you folks out there, and Wizzo, if you want to throw a quick one in at the end, that's fine, is which player in NPB right now would you put on the Tigers roster in a heartbeat? Keeping in mind that when you put that person in the Tigers roster, you have to pull someone out of the Tigers roster. So just for example, if you were to say, yeah, I really like Sakamoto of the Giants, and you better not say that, by the way. But if you were to say that, you're pulling Toritani out of our roster. Okay. So when you think about this player that you would love to have on the Tigers, you have to think about who he's going to replace on the Tigers. So tell us, who do you like out there that you wish the Tigers had? Why do you think he would do a better job at that position, as well as maybe that order in the, or that place in the batting order? Yeah, why would you want that player? Send us an email, podcast@thehanshintigers.com. You probably won't have space to put it on Twitter because it's of the 140 character limit. But if you want to just shoot me something quickly there or send me a message there, or on the Facebook page, Hanshin Tigers English News, feel free to join that. By the way, there's now a Hanshin Tigers English News page as well as group. And I'm going to try and figure out how to use those both to their fullest capacity. So check that out in the future. If you want to click like on the Hanshin Tigers English News page, go ahead and do that as well. Wizzo, any final words for us? Or do you have anyone that you can think of off the top of your head that you would love to have on the Tigers?
Kikuchi. He destroyed us these last few games. He absolutely destroyed us. Kikuchi, I don't want Eldred because, you know, foreigners tend to fade out. You know, Eldred, I don't know. I don't have a good vibe with that guy. And one thing I do want to throw in there is I was so happy to see Mikolas getting angry out there pitching, you know, and he swung and missed and struck out. And he turned and he got the bat, and like I said, Bam Bam from the Flintstones, he like, you know, slammed his bat into the ground. I was like, heck yeah, man. Good for you, you know, to get frustrated out there, and eventually lost that game. But
so what you're saying is you would want Michaelis on our team so that you could see his wife in the stands. No, sorry. I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing you, and I'm just bugging at all the media that gives her so much attention.
I don't even want to talk about his wife or anything like that, but you know, I just don't like Nicholas. But Kikuchi destroyed us. I mean, I'll take anybody right now I'll take anybody who can sit there and crack home runs or crack doubles and give us RBIs. Take anybody.
There you go.
Maybe they're on their bench and we just don't give them a chance.
Yeah, it's possible. Or on the farm, right? All right, folks. Well, thank you very much for listening this week. And you heard Wizzo's choice of Kikuchi. If you can beat that choice, if you've got a good player that you would love to have and a good reason or something insightful, you know, we're just fantasizing here, but go ahead and send us stuff. And if there's a really good answer out there, I will be sending a prize to that person. Thank you so much for listening once again this week. We love sitting and talking about Tigers. Win or lose, we are Tigers fans. Is that right, Wizzo?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, I'm still going to be here every week. Trust me.
Excellent, excellent. Well, folks, have a great week, and we'll catch you again in 7 days. This has been T-Ray and
the Wizzo.
Later.
ありがとうって今は言わせて